We'll do our Need to Know 90 live this time around because we're glad to have Parish President Mike Cooper joining us for a few minutes. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Charles. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. So I'm gonna read your mind. I think I know what we're gonna start with, and so I'm gonna lead you down the primrose path, so to speak. But I know that a lot of folks are really trying to urge caution as we go into, you know, the Mardi Gras, essentially the Mardi Gras holiday. Make sure that we keep doing what we've been doing.
Absolutely. Since the beginning of the coronavirus hitting our communities back in mid-March, we've had several spikes in number of cases and hospitalizations, but our numbers are going down again since the last spike in mid-January. Our numbers are going down. As of yesterday, we had a 9.1% positivity rate. While it is still the highest in the greater New Orleans area, the numbers are going down, and that is that's promising. Also, the number of hospitalizations in our local hospitals and the capacities of our ICU and critical care, those numbers are going down ever so slightly as well. Again, an indication that our citizens are heeding precautions. They're practicing the social distancing and avoiding large social gatherings and family gatherings. And wearing a mask while out in public. This is all helping to slow the spread of the virus and to protect our citizens.
I saw an interview with Joseph Cantor yesterday, and he was talking about the fact that it really is those mitigation measures that are getting the numbers down. You know, you would think, well, people are starting to get vaccinated. It's got to be, you know, that we're starting to get people, a number of people vaccinated. He said we really hadn't vaccinated enough yet to see the drops we've seen, that people really are doing their part, and it's showing. It's helping.
Yes, it is. And those that most that have already received a vaccination may have only received the first dose, and it's not until you get the second dose that and even several days after that to where it's effective. So I agree that that is the case, and because of such, the governor has extended the modified phase 2 for another 21 days and did not put any further restrictions on our businesses, which is great. We've been balancing the health of our community with the health of our economy. Our numbers are, our positivity cases are going down. Our number of hospitalizations are going down under the current restrictions. So we by no means we're going to make any further restrictions this weekend, and we're going to remain at the current level, which is bars, of course, in parishes like St. Tammany with greater than 5% positivity must close to indoor consumption with only outdoor seating available. And 50% occupancy for gyms and fitness centers and non-essential retail, and our churches and places of worship are up to 75% occupancy. That remains in place for another 3 weeks, and hopefully we can start moving forward in the next few weeks.
Excellent. Okay. Real quick, I tell you what, let's do this. Can you hang around for a few minutes?
Certainly.
All right, we're going to come back with Parish President Mike Cooper. We'll continue the conversation right after this. Glad to be back with our guest. We've got Parish President Mike Cooper sitting in for a few minutes, chatting with us about what's going on. I want to circle back to COVID in a second. I do want to ask you about the fishing pier. I know a lot of people are eager to find out, you know, when it's going to reopen, what's going on, how things are going. So what do you know, and what can you tell us about the work going on at the pier?
Well, thank you, Charles. Normally, the pier closes from December 1st until March 1st, and for the cold winter season. And however, we've got some work going on, a long-awaited project to expand the fishing pier to the western span, which is being modified to accommodate those who love going to the pier for fishing and for these sporting events. However, the spring opening on March 1st is going to be delayed a bit until late April or early May because of this expansion and the utilization of the first band, the current fishing pier, that is being used as a staging area for the second pier. So we're excited about making these improvements and being able to open that up in early spring for those who just love going, enjoying the fishing out on the pier.
All right, excellent. And again, we spoke about this earlier, but the main takeaway as far as COVID goes, we do want people, obviously we're not doing the normal thing, and we want people not to let their guard down. And there are some options for folks. There are things happening that are safe and fun.
Yes, we're not, of course, having the traditional carnival season this year. There are no organized crew parades in our communities, as we know it. Many of these crews have longstanding legacies for parading and having balls. But many businesses and our residents are decorating their homes, decorating the storefronts of their businesses. And this gives you an opportunity to, in the enjoyment, in the comfort of your automobile, to ride around your neighborhoods and look at the different decorated homes. Some are quite festive and creative as you ride around and see the homes decorated and the storefronts decorated. So please take advantage of that. Patronize our local bakeries and get a king cake and bring some king cake home and celebrate with king cake because that's probably the only mainstay of Carnival this year is that we've got king cakes available to us. So we ask our citizens to enjoy Mardi Gras to the extent possible. Many of our school children will be going to school next week, as schools will not be closed for Carnival. So let's prepare for Carnival 2022 to be bigger and better than ever.
Yeah, that's right. It almost sounded like you were telling people to bring you king cake. I thought you were about to go that direction with it. I wasn't sure that was the best policy.
Let's keep the tradition. Let's keep that tradition of sharing king cake with those who you have a great affection for.
There you go. Excellent. All right, so what have I missed? Anything else you wanted to talk about before we let you go?
No, I mentioned earlier, you know, all the things that we're doing to during this Mardi Gras season and every day as we move forward to take all the precautions to minimize the burden on our hospitals and healthcare professionals, wear a mask when out in public. The vaccine is available now to many. I encourage every person who's eligible and who would like the vaccine to go to ldh.la.gov to register. Or you may go to our own website, stbgov.org/COVID-19, and see how you can register for the vaccination.
Perfect. All right. We, as always, appreciate your time. That's Parish President Mike Cooper. I hope you and yours have as happy a Mardi Gras as you can, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you so much, Charles. We wish everyone a great Mardi Gras. With everybody working together, we can achieve these goals and get through this pandemic.